Hallelujah. Come on, everybody, lift your hands to the Lord. Let's thank Him right now. Amen. For what we feel in this house today, in the name of Jesus, God. Thank You for showing up one more time, God, and helping us, strengthening us, God. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Hallelujah. My Lord, it feels good in God's house. Just remain standing with me. If you got your Bible, turn them to Matthew, the 7th chapter. Amen. Begin reading in the 21st verse. Our prayers are for all those today that are sick, all the families. Prayers for them working, traveling. Amen. Those being held hostage by a pillow, pray for them. God would help them. Amen. Praise God. This is a special day because today, 3 o'clock, will be the first service of our Spanish church. That's the Los Apostolicos de Hot Springs at 3 o'clock. We're excited about that. Amen. If you know any Spanish-speaking people, if you would, shoot them a text or call them. If you may not be able to talk to them, but at least send them a picture of the flyer or something. Amen. And Brother Goodrum will be preaching at 3. He was a missionary to Paraguay for several years, and he has a burden for Spanish-speaking people. He goes and travels, does tent revivals in Spanish-speaking areas, and all kind of things, revivals. Amen. So if you want to come today at 3, you're welcome to come. He don't have to translate every word, but if every now and then he would just kind of let us know what he's talking about so we can amen. Praise God. Amen. Thank the Lord. Looking forward to that. And then another Holy Ghost-filled service tonight. We're going to stomp the devil and shout and run and preach, and who knows what all is going to happen tonight. Amen. But I want to preach what the Lord has laid upon my heart today. We could shout all day, but the shout is wonderful. I love the shout. But it was always the Word of God that pricked my heart. Amen. It made me think about life and think about where I was and what I needed to change. Amen. And I felt the Lord specifically give me a word to preach today. Amen. I may not even be preaching to anybody in this room. I may be preaching to somebody on the internet. Who knows? But I doubt it. Amen. I want you to know what we stand for, what this truth is. And above all, you've heard me to say this many times. I want you to know beyond the shadow of a doubt that we're not just a flavor of Christianity. Amen. If original is a flavor, we are a flavor. But other than that, we are what Jesus started in a little upper room on the day called Pentecost. And I want you to be ready to give a reason for the hope that is in you. Amen. I don't want you to say, call my pastor and he'll tell you. But I want everybody in here to know what it takes to be saved. I think if you knew it and believed it and understood it and it was in your heart, I believe you would be more likely to be a witness to a lost and dying world. Amen. God, don't let us look at other people like they just ain't got as much spirit as we got. Let us look at people and say they need the truth or they're in trouble. Hallelujah. Praise God. Matthew 7 and 21, this is one of the beginning scriptures of my Bible study that I put together. Probably one of the most impactful, relevant scriptures you'll ever read. One of the most shocking scriptures you'll ever read. Amen. But I want us to grow today. Praise God. Anybody want to grow? Yeah. Amen. Jesus said, not everyone, everybody say, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. But he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. He said, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils? And in thy name done many wonderful works. Jesus said, and then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. The 21st verse, one more time. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Amen. And I want to preach from this title, not everyone. Amen. Not everyone. Set your Bibles down and lift your hands and your voices to the Lord. Come on, can you help me pray right now in the name of Jesus? God, we need you in this place. Speak to us today. God, I pray you would touch us. God, I pray you would help us today. Hallelujah. Come on, reach over and touch somebody. Amen. If it's appropriate, join up with somebody. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We love you, God. We praise you in this house. Speak to us today, God. Strengthen us today. Hallelujah. Let this word settle in our spirits. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you for standing. You can be seated. Amen. I hope you have an ear to hear today what the word would say. Amen. And I know that many people have experienced Pentecost. I know many people have felt the power of God, maybe received the Spirit of God. Amen. But without really understanding the Bible, we're going to end up in trouble. And I believe we should study the Word of God. Praise God. We should study and we should know the Word of God. Amen. The Bible would say not everyone. Everybody say it again. Not everyone. Not everyone that saith, Lord, Lord. Amen. What he's saying is, not everybody that is praying. Praise God. Amen. Not everybody that's kneeling down and talking to Jesus is going to enter into the kingdom of heaven. This is a definition of prayer, is when you talk to God, and Jesus is saying, not everyone that's saying, Lord, Lord, is going to enter in. Amen. Praise God. It might get quiet before. Amen. I feel a very sobering spirit on me today, but I believe if we get a hold of this, it'll change from a sobering spirit to a thank you, Jesus spirit, that we got a hold of truth. And of all the people in the world, God showed us what truth was. Amen. And so with that responsibility, I believe we should be telling other people truth. Well, thank you, Jesus. I wonder if anybody who's first generation Pentecost would just raise your hand. Praise God, look at all these people that somehow somebody taught them about Jesus and about this truth. Amen. I want to put something in somebody today, amen, that we look at life a little bit different than we've been looking at it, and looking at people a little different than we've been looking at them. Amen. They're not just the people scanning the groceries or whatever they're doing, but these are souls that need to be touched and they need to hear something. Amen. There's wonderful people sitting on pews and churches all across our city today that are not hearing the truth of Jesus Christ. Amen. I want to burn to get on people. Amen. To teach people and show people. Amen. We shouldn't be ashamed of the gospel. We ought to be teaching the gospel. Hallelujah. So he's talking about somebody who's praying. Amen. Somebody that's speaking to him. And amen. And just because you pray, that does not guarantee salvation. Just because you open your mouth and say, Lord, Lord, does not guarantee salvation. Amen. I'm going to go against hundreds and maybe even thousands of years of teaching that say if you just open your mouth and say something, you're saved. I'm going to preach the Bible to people and get it in your spirit. Amen. If I had to come against every devil in this city, we're going to stand flat-footed on the gospel of Jesus Christ. We're going to preach it. We're going to tell it. We're going to witness it. We're going to be a city set up on a hill. Amen. The people that Jesus was talking about were people who were praying with their mouth. Amen. Praise God. You got to pray. I'm a preacher about prayer. I pray every day, but there's more than just your mouth when it comes to living for God. Oh, hallelujah. That's why he would tell stories about you shall know them by their fruits. A lot of people think you can tell a tree by its bark, and maybe you can, but you can't tell a person by their bark. You better hang on till the fruit starts coming out. Amen, because people can hide what they look like. You can cover up a lot of looks and things and problems and addictions, but when the fruit starts coming out, you'll know what the DNA is on the inside. Amen. Turn this down just a little bit more, please. Amen. So they were, he's talking about people that were opening their mouth and saying, Lord, Lord. It reminded me of the scripture where Jesus said, this people, they draweth nigh unto me with their mouth, and they honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. He said, in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. Praise God. Praise God. I do not like the commandments of men. Amen. Unless it's coming right out of this Bible. Tell me what the Bible says. Don't tell me what the Pope said. Don't tell me what the Watchtower said. Don't tell me what a letter you got in the mail said. Tell me what the Bible said. Hallelujah. I'm glad it's already been said today. You're not going to be judged by what your family tradition is. You're going to be judged by what the Bible says. And if the Bible said, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean, and I will receive you. Honey, you better come out from among them. And hallelujah, praise God. So these people, amen, they were praying, they were saying, Lord, Lord, but these people at the same time were not submitted to God's will, but they were interested in doing their own will. Amen. Praise God. Thank the Lord. See, just because somebody prays doesn't mean their heart is submitted to God. But only God knows the heart. And if you're looking at somebody and trying to figure out why they can't get the Holy Ghost, why they can't speak in tongues, why they can't get a break, I can tell you why they can't get a breakthrough. God's looking way past the mouth. God's looking deeper than words, but God's looking at people's hearts. Amen. And so what Jesus is saying is there's prayer. Amen. There's things people can say that does not lead to salvation. But it actually leads to confusion. Amen. Praise God. When people pray but they don't submit, that leads to a false sense of salvation that does not exist. Amen. They get hung up on their deeds and what they're, well, I said this, I said that. I pray 30 minutes a day. Well, thank the Lord you pray. Well, did you submit to God while you were praying? What kind of prayers were you praying? God, give me this, give me that, give me this, give me that. Or are you saying, God, not my will be done, but thy will be done. God, if you see anything in my heart that ain't right, I want you to show it to me. I want to get rid of, come on, there's a way you can pray that won't get you anywhere. But there's another way you can pray that'll take you into the red hot presence of God. Well, hallelujah. I don't know. Somebody said, I don't know why I can't get a breakthrough anymore. Well, Jesus is the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. Don't start pointing at God if you're not getting a Holy Ghost breakthrough. Start looking in the mirror of life and saying, you know what? What am I doing? What have I allowed to get into my spirit? Hallelujah. I know this ain't real exciting, but it is real exciting. If you get a Holy Ghost breakthrough, it'll be the best day of your life. Amen. When you say, Lord, I don't want to just say words. I want to touch heaven. Hallelujah. Clap your hands to the Lord together. Amen. And so when your prayer is accompanied by a willing heart to do whatever the Lord wants you to do, whatever the Lord would command you to do, that's the kind of prayer that will lead you into salvation. Amen. Not making demands of God to meet you on your plateau. Amen. In your lifestyle and your culture. God, you better listen to me. God, you know who I am. This is how we're going to do this. And all the, amen. You're praying in vain, my friend. You're wasting oxygen is what you're doing. Amen. You got to change the way you pray. Amen. God, I want to touch you. Amen. The Bible said this is a narrow way. And you begin to study it. It's like there's obstacles and you got to squeeze through it. Nobody wants to squeeze through a narrow way to touch God. But if you're going to touch God, you got to learn how to do it. Hey man, when you squeeze through a narrow place, you may have to leave some garbage back here. There may be some baggage that can't fit through the narrow pathway with you. No, I'm going to bring my little attitude. I'm going to bring my little bitterness. I'm going to bring this. This is who, no, God's saying, this is a narrow, obstructed way. And if you're going to get to it, you're going to. Well, I think it ought to be. Well, it ain't us thinking. It's God thinking. And God's. Let me tell you, God's going to make sure you want this. You ain't going to accidentally get the Holy Ghost. You're not going to accidentally make it into heaven. If you make it, it's going to be because you fought yourself every. Flesh, I'm going to take you by the nape of the neck. You're going to do what you don't want to do. You're going to lay things down you wanted to keep. Come on, lift your hands to the Lord together. Hallelujah. Praise God. Not everybody that says, Lord, the Lord is going to enter into the kingdom. He said, but those that do the will of the Father. Hallelujah. Praise God. In other words, you can't just call upon the name of the Lord and just pop over into heaven. Pop over into the kingdom of heaven. Amen. It's going to take more than that. You got to do the will of the Father. What is the will of the Father? Amen. Well, let's just talk about it for a little while. The Bible is saying, 2 Peter 3:9, the Lord is not willing, it's not his will, that any should perish. God don't want anybody to be lost. Say, God, amen. I'll knock on the door if you want me to. Well, God wants you to. Well, I'll go over to aisle number 4 and I'll talk to him and give him a card if you want me to. Let me just tell you, it's not God's will that any should perish. Amen. You're in the perfect will of God when you're being a light to a lost and dying world. I don't know if there's a time when you're more in the will of God. Is when you're sharing the gospel with somebody else. He said, the Lord is not willing that any should perish, but, meaning this is his will, that all should come to repentance. It's God's will for everybody to get on an altar and repent of their sins. It's God's will for everybody to wake up every day and say, God, have you seen anything else today? 40 years after getting the Holy Ghost, it's still God's will to make sure, God, if there's anything else, search me. Turn on the spotlight from heaven on my soul, God. Amen. It's God's will for everybody to repent. Let me tell you, there is no salvation without doing God's will. And His will begins with people repenting of their sins. Let me tell you, anybody that preaches a salvation that does not include repentance, listen to me, is a false doctor. It is a false prophet with a false word. It's a wolf in sheep's clothing. Well, they don't even wear sheep's clothing anymore. They're getting honest. They're wearing their tank tops and their holy jeans. I'm glad they quit wearing sheep's clothing. Amen. But they're still wolves. Amen. Anybody that will lie to you and tell you ain't got to repent of your sins. Praise God. Praise God. If I ain't preaching to nobody, I'm preaching to the air. And I know it for a fact. Hallelujah. The man who had the keys to the kingdom of heaven would preach the plan of salvation on the day of Pentecost. Repent. Everybody say repent. You're not going nowhere unless you repent. Let me look at that camera back there too. And y'all ain't either. If you don't repent, you're not going anywhere. If you don't repent, you're not going to be saved. You can't live like you used to live and enter into the kingdom of heaven. It's got to be a change in your spirit. Man, he said, be baptized. Amen. We got people, neighbors real close to us that say you don't have to repent. And they say you ain't got to be baptized, but I don't care what neighbors say. I care what the Bible says. And he said, be baptized, every one of you, every one of you, every one of you, every one of you, every one of you. Not in the titles, but he said in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. For the remission of your sins. And ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Do you know what the remission of sins means? It means the cancellation of debt. So when you go down into the water and they say, I baptize you in the name of Jesus. And you come up, every sin that you've ever committed, Jesus pays for. Now the wages of sin is death. And if you want to pay for them yourself, you're welcome to try it. But I'm not interested in paying for what I did. There's way too much to pay for. But when you go down in Jesus' name, all your sins are remitted. A title, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, ain't gonna make it happen. It's all in Him. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there's not another name under heaven given among men whereby we must be. If you want to be saved, you've got to be baptized in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. This is the New Testament plan of salvation. Woo. If a man has the keys to the kingdom, that makes that man very important. Well, if you want to go, you want to get in that Ford truck, you better talk to me. Or I guess everybody knows the code to my truck. Amen. Praise God. We'll use a different example. If you want to get in that Toyota, amen. Praise God. You're not getting in without the keys. Don't that make that important? You know what a man that went to the Methodist Bible College, he told me one time, I said, what do they talk about? What did they do about Acts 2? And he said, well, this is what they teach you. You better just jump over Acts 2. He said, they teach you, you're going to confuse all the people. Boy, if that ain't the sound of a demon. They don't skip over tithing. They don't skip over giving. But they skip over salvation. They skip over the man who had the keys to the kingdom. Boy, I'm preaching against the power of the air right now. I'm going to stand flat-footed. I'm going to preach it up. Hey man, if you don't get anything else right, you better get Acts number 2 right. Hey man, you better get the Holy Ghost. You better speak in tongues as the Spirit gives the utterance. And you better get baptized in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hey man, I hope you got enough nerve to share what I'm preaching today. Somebody say, how can I be used of God? You could hit the share button. Well, I don't know. I don't want my friends to think I'm crazy. This is my love language right here. Truth is my love language. I don't want my friends to go to hell. I don't want them to be like the rich man looking up at me in Abraham's bosom. And say, why didn't you tell me? Here we go. Praise God. Acts 2:38 is in complete alignment with the words of Jesus in John 3 and 5. Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot. Everybody say he cannot. Well, they preach too hard. Have you ever read the Bible? I'm just reading what he said. Jesus said, you're not going to enter into the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. And that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. He said, marvel not. You know what that means? Don't get shocked. Don't know what? He's saying, marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. You know what the amazing thing? The devil has told everybody in town they're already born again. Oh yeah, we're born again. I'm thinking, God, you've given me way too much discernment to listen to this. Praise God. Jesus said, you must be born again. Well, how do I know if I'm born again? Well, that's why he put the 8th verse in there. He said, the wind blows where it listeth, meaning where it wants to. And you hear the sound thereof. When the wind starts blowing, what do? You hear it. That's why you go to the window and look outside. Why? Because you, the wind started blowing. Praise God. The Bible said, not just the Bible, but Jesus said, you hear the sound. Everybody say, you hear the sound. Sound comes from a Greek word, phoné, which we get the English word phonics from. Well, ain't that interesting? The building blocks of a language. God said you would hear a sound, but you can't tell whence it cometh and whether it goeth. He said when the wind blows, it's hard to tell where it came from. I've got this thing on my phone. You can track the wind. You ought to look at it sometime. It sure is funny. There's arrows going like this, and arrows going like this, and arrows. You're thinking, who is doing all this? God's in control of a lot of stuff. He said, when the wind blows, you're going to hear a phoné. You're going to hear a sound. You don't know where it came from, where it's even gone. He said, so is everyone. Well, I got the Holy Ghost, but I didn't speak in tongues. No, you did not. You got something, but you didn't get what I got. You didn't get the Bible, Holy Ghost. You got the Baptist, Holy Ghost. Amen. The Bible, Holy Ghost. You're going to speak with other tongues. There's going to be a sound. There's going to be something. that people hear. Come on, everybody, clap your hands to the Lord. Hallelujah. So anyway, people get smart and they say, well, the reason they spoke in tongues on the day of Pentecost was because there was people from all over the world that had come there and blah, blah, blah. And so in order to be a sign, he wanted them to speak in their own language. Let me tell you, they were all Jews. They all knew the language anyway. They were all bilingual. They were like Brother Goodner. Amen. They said it was just a special thing for those people. That was a sign. Oh, really? Well, travel with me to the Gentiles' house. Take a trip with me to Cornelius' house. Amen. And Peter's sitting there preaching to them, preaching Jesus. Amen. Preaching this new revelation. And while he yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell upon them. Amen. And they of the circumcision, meaning the Jews, were astonished that the Holy Ghost was poured out upon the Gentiles, for they heard them speak with other tongues. Honey, Simon Peter didn't need to know that. Amen. So is everyone that is born in the Spirit. Amen. It's not just saying, Lord, Lord. Amen. But it's doing what God wants. Praise God. It's not just. Well, if you'll just repeat after me. Praise God. You're going to get the Holy Spirit. And you're going to be. Please, I hope you don't ever get tired of hearing the gospel of Jesus Christ. I want to get this in your spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. If you don't think it needs to be preached, it needs to be preached every service. And I'll tell you why a little bit later. Amen. But it ain't reading a sinner's prayer. It ain't going to get you nowhere except maybe you're reading, go from 12th grade to college one, maybe. Amen. The more you read, the better you can read. Praise God. Keep reading. Read the Bible, though. Amen. Don't read a sinner's prayer Jimmy Swaggart wrote. Amen. He don't even know that God is one. He thinks they're three. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Salvation don't come from a sinner's prayer. It don't come from becoming a member. I've had people say, I want to be a member. I said, well, they said, how do you do that? I said, I don't know. I guess just keep coming and sitting. I don't know. No, I want to be a member. My Bible said God sets the members. I have nothing to do with this. Get your name on a texting list. Ain't going to get you to heaven. Amen. But it is literally, you got to hear the gospel. Everybody say you got to hear it. How would you know what it was except the preacher preached it to you? The death, the burial, and the resurrection. You got to hear the good news. You got to hear it. You got to believe it. And then you got to get obedient to it. Oh, praise God. You got to get obedient to this Acts 2:38 gospel. Amen. How do you apply yourself to the gospel? Well, the death of Jesus, this is how you apply it to your life. Your flesh needs to die. Oh, Lord. It's getting quiet. Your flesh has to die. This is how you respond to the gospel. To the death of Jesus Christ is you have to die. You got to mortify the deeds of your body. Everybody can preach to other people about what they need to do. It's obvious what everybody else needs to do. Bunch of hypocrites and blah, blah, they're all doing this. I seen a puff of smoke when they drove off. I think they're still smoking. It may be their car. I don't know. It may be them. But it's not your problem what somebody else does. The Bible said mortify the deeds of. You don't have control in nobody else's. You got control of you. Amen. And if you're going to apply the gospel of Jesus Christ, you got to mortify the deeds. You got to be buried. How are you buried? The Bible says we are buried with Him. It didn't say we're buried with them. Oh, the devil hates this. The Bible's got its pronouns right. We are buried with Him in baptism. Not buried with... This is making an executive order just like Trump did. We're getting rid of the pronoun them when it comes to the Godhead. For the Bible said you are complete in Him who is head of all principalities. And we tell you who you pray to. You pray to Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Then you got to get the Holy Ghost. Why you got to get the Holy Ghost? Because Jesus said you got to get the Holy Ghost. Amen. This is how you apply the gospel of Jesus Christ to you. When He was resurrected, amen, just like Him, you got to be raised in newness of life. Old things had to pass away. What is He talking about? He's talking about be born again. You got to get the Holy Ghost. There's a group. Amen. I don't know if any of them's got the Holy Ghost. I'm going to say none of them do. But they all try to live externally and internally, I guess, holy without the Holy Ghost. Did you know they're the meanest people you've ever met? Amen. They won't even talk to you. You ever walk? Amen. They got it. They're afraid their toes are going to show somebody. Amen. And they're going to be lost or something like that. And so, but they'll walk by you and they won't even talk to you. I say hi to them. They just, like they're mad at the world. And I thought, and it come to me one day. Can you imagine trying to live a holy life without the Holy Ghost? Boy, I think I'd be mad too. I had to get rid of all my movies. I had to throw my Copenhagen out the window. Merle Haggard CDs out the window. And my beloved Dallas Cowboys. Praise God. You say, what's wrong with the cowboy? He said, I won't share my glory with another. What are they doing in the stands? They're bowing down. They're hollering with all their heart. And they're telling you, you ought to come to church and sit still. Be quiet. Don't have no emotion. Don't move. Don't do nothing. Be reverent. No. He said, cry loud. Amen. David said, I'm going to shout with all that's in me. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm trying to hurry up. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. There's not another way to be saved. If you don't go by the New Testament plan of salvation, you're going to be in the group that says, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in thy name? See, it makes me even think they use the name of Jesus a lot, which they do except when they get baptized. Jesus, thank you for this burrito. Jesus, touch my hangnail. Jesus this, Jesus that. And then when they get baptized, they're ashamed of the name of Jesus. Hell, there's not another way. The devil hates this message. I said the devil hates this message. The devil hates what's preached across this pulpit. And I'll tell you, there's not another way. I'm not going to have one drop of blood on my hands. I'm going to tell you just like this Bible said. Except you're born of the water and the Spirit, you're not going to enter in. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is. There's only one God. God said, there's not another God beside me. If there is another one, I don't know him. And the God that knows everything said, I don't know another one. So I could tell you, if he don't know another one, there probably ain't another one. Amen. And Hallelujah. So anyway, thank you, Jesus. I feel a burden to tell everybody everywhere. Y'all need to get me some preaching engagements in some of these other churches. Hey, y'all help me pray. The board of directors of the City of Hot Springs wants me to pray over their meeting Tuesday night. I'm thinking about laying it all down. Amen. I may never get to do it again. Thank you for the Holy Ghost, God. Thank you, Jesus, for bringing me out. Hallelujah. Sharabasaya. Hallelujah. Amen. I knocked on the door yesterday, me and Brother Goodrum and Anna. Amen. We knocked on the door. We're starting the Spanish work today, and we're trying to find Spanish people. Amen. The person we knocked on the door wasn't Spanish. Definitely Arkansan. Amen. And this one wasn't just Arkansan. This was full of the devil Arkansan. Amen. The cross eyes and all, and crazy spitting and pointing. And amen. This lady didn't know me from Adam. Amen. And she started saying, you've denied the Trinity. And I said, you better believe it. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't you tell me the devil ain't listening to our live stream. I said, Jesus ain't a Trinitarian. The Trinity teaches that there are three co-equal, co-eternal persons. And Jesus said, all power in heaven and earth is given unto me. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Then she started, this lady's never seen me. I've never heard, never seen her. And she was telling me everything I ever preached. And she said, Jesus said, you're supposed to baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. I said, is Father a name? She said, you've denied the church that Jesus started. I said, I am the church Jesus started. I repented of my sins. I was baptized in Jesus' name. I spoke in tongues when the Holy Ghost came. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thought, I know where all these denominational talking points come from now. Straight out of hell. She said, your church was invented in the early 1900s. I said, my church was created on a day called Pentecost in Jerusalem in an upper room where 120 people got the Holy Ghost. I'm not Catholic. I'm not Protestant. I'm the original. Let me tell you, the devil hates what we're preaching. If I ever got a made up mind to preach it every time I get behind a pulpit, I'm going to preach it because the devil's deceiving people everywhere. Hey man, there was other people knocking on doors way down the road. They could hear this woman screaming out of her ever-loving mind. You know what the sad thing is? There was a little girl right there. Hey man, and her eyes were about that big, and she was saying, you need to get out of here. I thought, you lying devil. I'm going to go to church tomorrow. And I'm going to preach, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy might. Hey man, we got a whole world full of people that want what we got. They don't know what it is. They've been seduced by a lying, seducing, perverted spirit. Amen. And I believe it's time for the apostolic church to become a light to a city, to our families. Don't be ashamed of holiness. Don't be ashamed of the gospel. Stand flat-footed. Preach it. Tell it. Live it. Walk it. Breathe it. Hallelujah. Come on, lift your hands. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I got a burden. I'm going to preach all their lies out. We're way past the day where our strategy is just, let's just be friendly. I am friendly. I smiled the whole time I quoted the Bible. Amen. Praise God. Let's go to the book of Romans. Hallelujah. Let me just go ahead and slap all the false doctrines while we're here. Hallelujah. The book of Romans was written to the saints. Everybody say to the saints. Saints in the Bible were followers of Jesus Christ. And the definition of a saint is that they were holy, they were consecrated and set apart for God's purpose. The church members were called saints. The Bible said, by one spirit are ye baptized into one body. That means you can't do this any other way. You can't get into the church any other way except God's got to baptize you into the church. Praise God. The church in Rome was not established by Simon Peter. Even though the Catholic Church would like you to believe that. Amen. Matter of fact, there's not even scripture to say he ever even went there. Even though they got a little monument thing that says his bones are in there. Who knows? Who cares? I don't even care. But the fact is, he didn't go to Rome and start a church. Amen. It was not established or started by the Apostle Paul. But if you study, it was undoubtedly started by Jews who lived in the Roman Empire. And they were required to go to three events, feasts in Jerusalem every year. And one of them was Pentecost. Amen. And weren't they so blessed to show up? Amen. When the Holy Ghost was poured out. Amen. And you've read the story where the Holy Ghost was poured out in the 120. And then people, everybody else thought they were drunk. And Peter starts preaching and the Bible tells you that 3,000 people didn't normally walk the streets of Jerusalem, but they were there for that feast from all over the world, the Bible would tell us. And so the church at Rome was started by people who were there. They lived in Rome. They were Jews, but they had traveled to Jerusalem. Boy, you're talking about blessings. The day the Holy Ghost was poured out, they gladly received it, and God added 3,000 to the church. And then, you know, they didn't just move to Jerusalem. They had to go back home and, you know, check the plumbing and winterize the camper and all that stuff. And so they're back in Rome, but they got the Holy Ghost. I don't know how many of them. So they just, what do? They just started having house church wherever. And so it created a church in Rome. It wasn't Simon Peter went up there and did it, or Paul went and did it, or nobody else. It was just, they just dispersed, scattered. And that's how the church in Rome was started. So Paul, everybody knew about the church. It must have been a pretty good church. And so Paul is writing to the church of Rome, a place where he had never even been, but he said in his epistle he'd like to go, or he wanted to meet him or whatever. And so he's writing to a church in Rome, and by this time, there's Jews in the church, and there are also Gentiles. And Romans is a great book and covers a lot of good stuff, good reading and all that. Amen. But I want to go to Romans, the 10th chapter. Praise God. Amen. Just to make the devil a little madder. Romans chapter 10 begins like this. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is this, that they might be saved. Praise God. You remember in school when they said, you know, the topic, did they call it the topic sentence still? Is that what it's called? of the paragraph. You know, you start the paragraph and you have a topic sentence and everything adds to it. The topic sentence of Romans 10 is, hey, bro, this is what I'd really like to see. I'd love for Israel to be saved. And this is how it ends, Romans 10, 21. This is how it ends. He said, but to Israel, he said, all day long I stretched forth my hands unto a disobedient and gainsaying people. The context or the subject of Romans chapter 10 is Paul wishing that Israel would have got it. Follows up chapter 9, which is basically the exact same thing. But this is what he said in 10. He said, Christ is the end of the law. Talking about the caboose. Jesus was the caboose of everything. He talks about Israel having a zeal. But he said, but they just ain't got the knowledge to go with it. They're just like they want to live for God, but it just the dots ain't connecting. He said, he talks about Israel hearing the message, but they didn't hear what was preached. He talked about Moses preached to them. Moses preached righteousness of the law. This is all in Romans 10. Moses preached righteousness of the law, but then the New Testament church comes and they're preaching righteousness that is of faith in Jesus. But he said they just couldn't transition from faith in the law to faith in Jesus Christ. He said even though it was nigh unto them, he said it was right, it was in their mouth. It was in their heart. They were so close, but they could not make the transition from believing in the law or having faith in the law to having faith in Jesus. He said they just could not believe that Jesus was the Messiah. And they sure couldn't believe that he was raised from the dead. They sure couldn't believe that that stone was rolled away. Because if they would have believed it, Romans 10:10 says, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. He said that they believeth unto. Everybody say unto. Let me tell you, if you believe something, you're going to pursue it. That's what belief means. If I said, if you eat one apple a day, you'll never die, but I never ate apples, you'd be thinking, yeah, right. He's probably got an apple farm somewhere. And he's trying to talk everybody into eating apple. But if I said, hey, if you eat one apple a day, you'll live forever. And every day I was just eating apple, you think. When you believe something, it leads you into something. Hallelujah. Praise God. He's saying if they could have believed it, the story, the gospel of Jesus, if they could have believed it, it would have led them right into the truth. What is he talking? He's frustrated. He's writing to the Jews at Rome that did get it. Like y'all high IQ. I wish those in Israel would have got what y'all got. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Romans 10 and 9, he said, so in telling this, he said, it was nigh unto them. They seen it and they heard it. He said, the word that we preached, that if thou shalt confess with the mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thy heart that God raised him from the dead, that stone was rolled away. You're going to be saved because your heart's going to lead you into it. He said, we preached Jesus, but they didn't get it. Praise God. I thought, my Lord, well, you know what he was talking about? He's saying the same thing that you heard, they heard it. What were they preaching to Israel? Hey, you need to believe that Jesus is the Messiah. If you don't believe Jesus, do you understand why? Why the Bible talks so much about believe, 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 believe? If you're a Pharisee and you believe all this other stuff, and this guy comes walking along, and he's got these 12 guys with him. Most of them ain't never been to Bible college. And they're saying they're the theologians, they struggled with that. But the Bible's saying if they would have just believed, it was so close, it was nigh unto them, that if they would have just confessed it, if they would have just said, you know what, Pharisees, y'all are wrong. Jesus is the way and the truth and the life. And if they would have believed in their heart, they would have been saved. Praise God. Let me tell you what Romans 10 and 9 was not. It was not a new plan of salvation. It wasn't Paul saying, hey, forget about what Jesus said. Forget about what Simon Peter said. Forget about what I said to all them other churches. Me and you got our own little thing going. If you'll just say something about Jesus and believe in your heart, you're saved. He wasn't saying that at all. The context and the subject of the chapter is, I wish my people, that was his people, that was his families. He said, I wish Israel would have made the transition over. It was so close to them. Boy, I feel like preaching. And all over our city today, they're jumping over the book of Acts. And they're landing on this thing they call the Roman Road. This is the Roman Road. We've all sinned and come short of the glory. Praise God. And then they got another one. I don't remember what exit number 2 was. And then they go to exit 3, whatever. And they say, Just believe in your heart and confess with your mouth and you're saved. And that's the Roman road. Let me tell you about the Roman road. The Romans, that's right. The Romans started in Jerusalem. Hallelujah. Amen. This is how you talk to people about the Roman road. Let me tell you where that road started. It started in an upper room. He wasn't preaching to people that were not saved. He was writing a letter to people that were tongue-talking holy rollers, born-again believers, full of the Holy Ghost. He was writing them a letter about, man, I wish everybody else would have got it. If they would have believed the same message that you believe, they'd be sitting in your place right now. But the devil, he's a deceiver. Hey, man, he deceived Eve in the garden. If you don't believe he's subtle, he's subtle. And they pull out a little scripture and forget about everything that was said before it and everything that's said after it. And the context, the subject, my Lord. And tells them, if you just do this one little deal right here. When it wasn't even for them. It wasn't to get them to do something. It was an explanation. How they got into the church. When all the Pharisees and Sadducees and everybody else was saying, crucify him. Amen. And you heard the story about Jesus when nobody else believed it. You believed it. Not only did you believe it, you opened your mouth. And you started saying, Jesus. I come to preach the truth to this church. Amen. Romans 10 ain't an alternate road to get there. Amen. Romans 10 is written to a church. If Romans 10 was written, all you had to do was call on the name of the Lord. Jesus was wrong when he said everybody, not everybody that says, Lord, Lord. Take your rounds back to square one. If Romans 10 and 9 is a plan of salvation, what I just read to you, Jesus said, is wrong. And it ain't wrong. The devil's wrong. He's a liar. He's a deceiver. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Stand together with me. How many people in our world heard altar call request. Come on, just confess Jesus, say it in your heart, and you're saved. How many people have done that and believed it and bought it and walked out thinking that they're forever saved? You know what it is? It's a lie from the pits of hell. The Bible would say they would twist, or it says rest, W-R-E-S-T, where we get wrestle. They would rest the scriptures to their own destruction. They'll twist it till they kind of sounds like what they want it to sound like, where they ain't got to do what all them Pentecostals do. Tell you, I don't know who I'm talking to. Maybe you need to know this for your family. Anybody, if all you got is a Romans chapter 10 experience with God, you're not prepared to meet God. Marvel not that I say unto you, you must be born again. Hallelujah. Have we become so soft in our snowflake generation that we can't even tell people truth? Amen. We come to a day where Pentecostal churches are letting denominational preachers preach behind their pulpit and then they swap. And not here. Hallelujah. Pentecostal people get on YouTube and listen to Trinitarians talk about theology. Oh, but it was so good. But they're so blind. I read books written by people all the time, but I'm not taking spiritual advice from them. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I believe God's going to show our city. Y'all pray God gives me wisdom. Amen. I'm not used to those orchestrated long prayers, those Pharisee prayers, but I'm going to try to remember some stuff. Praise God. Something like this. God, open these people's eyes. Or they know what this city needs is a revival of the Holy Ghost. Does that sound okay? Lord, let them know that the crime problem could be solved if everybody got the Holy Ghost like they did in the book of Acts. I got the email. She said you can pray as short or as long as you want to. Guess she never watched a service. God, let them know that the Browns won't hate the Blacks or the Whites if they all got the Holy Ghost like they did in the book of Acts. Well, hallelujah. Praise God. Lift your hands to the Lord together. Why don't you pray? Come on, do you know somebody confused? Why don't you pray for them right now? My shot, how about what? Come on, in the name of Jesus. Come on, everybody in here, you know somebody that's believed a lie, believed a partial truth. I want you to pray, God, open their eyes right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, God, I pray, God, don't let them be lost. Don't let them go to hell, God. Somehow let them see this truth today. Come on, can you pray for your family? Can you pray for your neighbors? Come on. Come on, that this stronghold in our city will be broken. Karabata. Hey, Lord. Hey, Lord, help them, Jesus. Come on. Come on, we're not being mean. We're not being hateful. Oh, we want people saved. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, ta-ta-ya-da. Open up their understanding. Open their understanding. God, please. Our brothers and our sisters, God. God, let them see this Holy Ghost. God, let something prick their hearts today. Oh, give me the wisdom and the courage to call them and text them, invite them. Teach them a Bible study. God, help me. Help me to show them, Lord. Come on, why don't you pray a burden come upon you right now? Come on, time is short. Come on, the days are short. Oh, we got to reach them while we can. Hallelujah, God. Stir the Spanish people, God. Bring them today all over the city, God. Bring them. Let a revival be in that community, God. Oh, God, fill them with the Holy Ghost. Oh, let them be baptized in your name today, God. Let the waters be troubled. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, pray a burden. Come on, just a moment, pray a burden on yourself. Hallelujah, we need it, God. We need it, God. We gotta have it, God. Oh, give us wisdom, God. Give us favor with people. God, let a door of utterance be opened unto us. Oh, that we could speak the oracles of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. God, touch that little girl today, God. Fill her with the Holy Ghost. Touch that woman today, God. Every door that we knocked on, God, every door in this city. God, send the angels, dispatch them. God, get a hold of them, pull them out of Sodom today. Pull them to a house of prayer, God. Let the scales fall from their eyes. Let them see you, Lord. Let them see you. Let them see the power in the name of Jesus. Let them see the remission, God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. God, in your name, we thank you, Jesus. Come on, everybody across this house, lift your hands and say, God, I want you to open the door of utterance for me. Come on, everybody. God, open a door of utterance for me. Let me tell somebody. Let me speak it to somebody. Let there be clarity in my mind, God. Hallelujah. We love you, Jesus. We praise you. Amen. If you're still praying, keep praying. If you're done, you're dismissed in the name of Jesus. If you want to be here at 3, you're welcome. If not, 5:30 prayer. God bless you. You're dismissed.